Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now we turn our attention to Chicago. My good friend from WBBM Radio and a faculty member, professor at Columbia College, and really an accomplished author as well, Dave Berner, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, who is a Pittsburgher. Meet Kevin Battle, yes, Dave. Kevin, by the way, is a Clarion
Chicago
guy.
The world is just like everywhere else, I can tell you that. You know, we're counting the numbers and watching the schools and working remotely. It's we really are in this together.
And I noticed that in Chicago area, they're building at McCormick Place. Basically, the National Guard Army Corps of Engineers setting up a field hospital there.
Right. McCormick Place is our convention center here, a massive facility, and they are working now there to build 500 beds inside with three different levels, different types of conditions for a makeshift hospital there. Just in case, I mean, the hospitals here in Chicago, like everywhere, are being strained greatly, and they do not want to be caught flat-footed. You know, the numbers here, like in many places, are still growing, and we have not reached that plateau that everybody's still talking about. So they do not want to get caught in a terrible situation where they can't treat people the way they should. I mean, in Illinois now, we have over 5,000 cases, and many of those, about 2,000 or so, are in Chicago. More on that in Cook County, the county here that includes Chicago. 73 deaths in Illinois. Most of those are in the Chicago area. So we're getting hit like everybody else. You know, it's interesting, though. We talk about numbers and we talk about what we're doing, but, you know, the little things are really what is making us move forward here. I even have a neighbor down the street who has moved her sewing machine to the end of the driveway and is taking donations to make masks for medical personnel. We had a wedding on Zoom. We have, things like that. That I think those little stories are reminding us of what we're up against, what we're facing, and how we're trying to do this together.
Dave, we saw in Chicago too. I know in a big city it's hard to get everybody on the same page for anything in any given day, but not taking the social distancing serious. I think it was even at a funeral in one part of Chicago where they had over 50 people gathered in tight spaces. Overall, how is Chicago reacting to this?
Well, you brought up that funeral. That's interesting. I was working the anchor desk at the radio station that day when that happened, and they literally sent 10 police cars there to disperse those people, and they were all elderly. So, you know, the city and the county and the state here in Illinois have been very vigilant lately about the social distancing, not in terms of really, you know, fining or citing anybody, but certainly of moving people along. And our mayor, Lori Lightfoot, she truly is a ball of fire, and she got very, very angry the other day when she noticed that people were still gathering along our lakefront here, which is a very popular spot, gathering in very large groups and you know, running groups are out together running, and she just got very upset, and she closed down the park. And she closed down several of the parks. And, you know, on the lighter side of that, there's been a bunch of memes on social media showing her at different spots, sort of like, you know, giving the evil eye down to people who might be doing something that they shouldn't be doing right now. And it's become really kind of a fun thing and a lighthearted thing, but certainly she is very vigilant about the social distancing part of this. Yes, we still have people doing things they shouldn't be doing. I mean, we hope that they wouldn't be doing. But I think in general, people are starting to get it. I think it's becoming so much more of a reality for people now that I do think we're starting to turn the tide on people understanding what they really should be doing now.
Yeah, and the mayor is, with those memes, they're very funny, but the message is still getting out, regardless of whether it's humorous or not. She's still being very effective, even if people have tried to make fun of her with some of those memes. Today, I believe that she's announcing, at the graduating class, for more firefighters and the emergency crews, right?
Yeah, she's doing that. That's happening today. And yesterday, the school district, and she has helped to facilitate this, the school district is sending out 100,000 laptops to students around the city to help with remote learning, which is going to start in a couple of weeks here. The schools are closed, but they're going to start the remote learning. So she's on it. I mean, I give her a lot of credit. You know, from a news angle, we try to be balanced and fair. But I'll tell you what, I think Lori Lightfoot is doing a very solid job here about in a very unusual crisis, obviously. We all know that.
Well, the good news for you, Mr. Berner, as a author, is more people have more time to read your books.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing, though. I've offered a couple of my books on the e-versions out for free in the last couple of days, too, just because I mean, it seems like a silly thing, but I just felt like it was just something I could do.
I saw that. So do we get them free?
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird place to be in, you know, I mean, for an author, it's a weird place. I mean, I got a book launch coming out soon. I'm going to probably end up doing it virtually. So, you know, it's kind of cool in a way, but it's a different world.
Things Behind the Sun, a novel by Dave Berner, coming out sometime in the ethereal future.
Meanwhile, yeah, in April. Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah. And The Consequence of Stars, among your other great works. I really am proud to know you and appreciate what it takes to be an author and the work in detail that goes in. So I hope more people will, on the upside, get to read your stuff, Dave.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I mean, I don't want to sound like we're both patting each other on the back now, but I'm just highly impressed with the work that you're doing, not only at KDKA, but the documentary work you've been doing with Bruno and all those things. It's just a wonderful thing. So great stuff.
Say hello to Leslie, your beautiful wife, and your boys, and we'll talk again soon.
Always good to talk to you, my friend. Stay well.
And Kevin Battle's a Clarion guy, Dave.
Hey, Kevin, Clarion.
Yeah, I snuck through the interview process without the bosses realizing I was part of the mafia.
Very nice.
The Clarion
mob. You know,
mob.
I think there's a monument to Larry up there now. So there,
No, it was done in butter, so it's gone now. All right, Dave Berner live in Chicago on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.